Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 18th day of October, 2010, on this live Monday edition. He was on with us at 6 a.m., part of the 24-hour Money Bomb. He normally joins us once a month, but this is his official visit, and he'll be on with us coming up the third hour, Max Keiser, to go over the economy and take your phone calls. We're going to open the phones up for Max today. And we've also got Bill Still. I was driving into the office listening to a local affiliate, 1330, and I heard Joyce Riley, also on Genesis, talking to Bill Still, and I wasn't aware that he's been invited to speak to the main official body of the London School of Economics. I mean, that's the Fabian Socialist, that's the New World Order, that's the center of Keynesian economics, and his film exposes the international banking cartel, the fiat money system, the private Federal Reserve, the Bank of England. Of course, his film is The Secret of Oz. I'm flattered that he said it on my show. I wasn't aware of it when he said it. I wasn't aware of it previously, that my interview with him a few years ago inspired the film when I talked about how The Wizard of Oz was a play, came out, what, about 1900, about the banking scams being run in the country by the private central banks that were attempting to fully take over the country. So we'd previously had central banks, but we didn't have an official central bank then, but they were already operating in that capacity. And, of course, the ruby slippers were silver slippers as she goes down the highway of gold to the Emerald Palace and the little banksters behind the curtain. But he's going to be speaking to the London School of Economics next week. And they're airing his film on Sky Television, that is the Fox News counterpart in England, owned by News Corp and Rupert Murdoch. So I wanted to get Bill Still on to flesh out exactly what's happening on that front in our fight to expose the banksters. You, can pull up the famous quote. That, guys, will you search the quote? Because I want to read the full quote. Thomas Jefferson, if we ever let private banks take over the issuance of currency and credit, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. So just Thomas Jefferson, we will wake up homeless on the continent our forefathers conquered. That'll pull up the full quote. I want to read that full quote a little bit later when Bill Still joins us. Obviously, the Money Bomb was a gigantic success. It's above $420,000 that have come in, and that will, even though it's a little bit short of our goal, that will allow us to finish the studio, hire the people we need, and get all the graphics together and the servers and pay for the social network. So I want to commend you. Big blow against the globalist. A lot of people, the average contribution, we did a calculation, was about $21. And so you can do the math. How many times does in fact, we actually have the number, how many donations we got. I need to calculate them. That's how we calculated $21 was the average donation. But I don't have it in front of me, but a lot of people donated, and I really do appreciate that. Obviously, the news is all every day getting more insane, more crazy, more in your face, and we are going to be going over all of it after this quick break. And I also want to open the phones up to anyone that would like to call in on any issue or any news item that you want to discuss. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. The Pentagon, as well as British Ministry of Defense, are hyping that they need to fully take over not just the surveillance of the web, they're already doing that, but the full infrastructure to protect us from a cyber attack that's going to be as big as Pearl Harbor. And you can just see them getting ready for that, to launch a staged attack to take over the web. We've got Scientific American magazine, very prestigious, says kill more babies to save the Earth. That's what Bill Gates says. He says we've got to get rid of people to lower the Earth's carbon footprint because carbon dioxide is so deadly. We'll get into the latest election news, economic news. It's all coming up after this quick break and your phone calls, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Yes!
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, Max Kaiser in the third hour with his once-a-month scheduled visit will be popping in. We're going to have open phones throughout the full transmission. We've got Bill Still of the film The Secret of Oz joining us. He's just going to pop in for about 30 minutes because I want to find out about how his film is doing, because I got word that he's going to be addressing the London School of Economics. Doesn't get any more high-level globalist than that. And it's going to be airing on Sky News over in England. So just amazing information on that front. Everything we've covered in the last few decades, and many people before I came along 15 years ago, is really now having an effect. People are really ready to listen and hear the truth. So he'll be popping in for about 30 minutes coming up in the next hour. But we're going to go to Aaron, David, John, Wilson, and many others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us today is 1-800-259-9231. Again, that number, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. Here's what I'm going to do. Let me just read some of the headlines here, and then I'm going to go back over all of this later in the broadcast. But here's some economic news here in this stack. In throes of recession, D.C. stands apart. That's out of the Washington Times. Throughout the recession, one major city stood out as an oasis for jobs and growth. Washington, D.C. It's also an oasis for high-priced hookers. Believe me, I've been on the streets of D.C. and in Georgetown and seen it. You wonder where the flowers of your local community have gone? Well, they're not in Los Angeles producing pornography or in the nation's topless bars dotting the country. They're in D.C., mainly servicing the Democrats. It's male prostitutes, Republicans, in my research, on average, because they're so Christian and conservative. Throughout the recession, one major city stood out as an oasis for jobs and growth, Washington, D.C. Supported by a gusher of federal borrowing and spending, the District of Columbia was the nation's only metropolitan area that never stopped growing. It's like the center of the cancer. It's where the metastasization grew from, that in Lower Manhattan. It stood as a beacon for the nation's millions of job hunters, from recent college graduates seeking careers in civil service to well-heeled lawyers cashing in on a bonanza of work stemming from health care and financial reform. Being the center of government, Washington is used to being insulated from national economic trends, but the disconnect became particularly pronounced during the Great Recession, thanks to the federal government's own expansionary response, and it just goes over all of that information. So the main tumor is growing nicely. I've got an old Chihuahua, 13 years old, and she's got this big tumor getting bigger and bigger on her chest, and they say it's benign, it's fatty, she's real healthy, but the vet says don't cut it out because it's got blood vessels tied into it and it could hurt her worse than help her. But it may get bigger and bigger, and I've seen dogs dragging tumors along. You know, they're almost as big as the dog, and the way it's growing, you know, in a year or so, it'll be half as big as the dog, and that's kind of how it works. Imagine if tumors had SWAT teams to protect them. Oh, that's what tyranny is. Oh, you don't like us sucking you dry. You don't like the tumor. Well, we have some armed thugs coming for you. The number one U.S. export to China is waste paper and scrap metal. Federal Reserve announcing that they are going to accelerate aggressive quantitative easing or dollar devaluation, just more confirmations of that. The IMF chief warns of recovery in peril and says, be sure and we will agree to this new global organization we want to try to stop the currency war. When the G20, headed up by the IMF and World Bank, has already announced last year and this year, they are orchestrating the concerted currency devaluation. Coordinated currency devaluation. I mean, that's been announced over and over again. But they think you're so dumb, they're like, oh, look, the currencies are being devalued. Oh, we better get more power and then we'll save you from it. Oh, the terrorists are going to attack the computers. The government better take the whole system over. And then the government openly says, and by the way, we're going to censor people that criticize us. Oh, we're going to take the web over to protect you from terrorists, and we're going to censor it while we're at it. Oh, we're going to set up a world government to control all the major currencies to stop currency devaluation, even though we publicly ordered it. And the average good old boy will sit around with their buddies at lunch today and go, I hope the IMF gets this currency situation handled. Don't worry, they're a lot smarter than we are, Bill. Yeah, I'm glad there's experts up there that care about me. You know, yuppies, I've noticed, they always feel like they're part of the establishment. And you'll hear them talking at the gym or a restaurant, and they talk, you know, they'll repeat what they read in the newspaper, some boiled down third grade level mindless pap like it's genius information. And they'll, yeah, the Federal Reserve knows what they're doing. They're going to take care of us. Don't worry. IMF chief warns recovery in peril. Oh. Homeowners in limbo. Mortgage mess means delays for those facing foreclosure. Yeah, because the corrupt courts still understand that when a bank's trying to take a house they don't even own, or where no money's owed, or where they don't even have the deed, or two or three banks are trying to foreclose on the same house, the courts are saying, wait a minute, stop the presses. I'm not going to get a judicial complaint on myself. I'm not going to get removed from the bench. I'm not going to get arrested down the road. You got to fix this. And they go, oh, we're going to fix it. They've already passed the law in the House, and Obama has pocket vetoed it, meaning he's parked it till after the election. Didn't fully veto it, just said, send it back to me in a month.
And the Congress said, you bet we will. And it says they can take anybody's house anytime they want with no evidence, no paperwork, no nothing. I mean, and you think you're going to complain? They're going to roll out microwave beams and paramilitary cops with IQs of about 75 that think it's tough to kill people. Now, millions have taken over the streets of France and Spain and Greece, and the cops are trying to stop them, and they can't. Many police are actually joining them. But see, the French and the Greeks, they don't drink sodium fluoride and eat GMO all day. They don't drink aspartame-laden foods. That's why, in major studies, Americans' IQs are 10 to 15 to 20 points lower than they were just 20 years ago. Not our education level, our IQs. People can't get angry in this country, most of them, unless you were predisposed genetically and hormonally to already be highly aggressive. And, you know, just like some cockroaches are immune to certain poisons, you know, more and more I realize people that can get angry, it's because they are not as affected as badly by the chemical warfare, the eugenics we're all under. Oh, I know, that's kooky, even though I have literally thousands of government documents admitting it. And again, the government had to shoot black people up with syphilis and little kids in Guatemala and radiate 4,000-plus foster children to death in the U.S. during radiation experiments and ship a million ampules of blood out that had HIV in it and factor VIII. No one would kill everybody that took it, but they wouldn't drug our water. No, just most women by 30 have their hair falling out. They got breast cancer. Their thyroid shutting down. Everything's fine. Keep drinking bisphenol A. You know Barbara Walters would tell you on The View if there was a problem. You know that Bill O'Reilly would tell you. Bill O'Reilly says, take your flu shot. Doesn't matter if it's in the news every day. Here's the Mail newspaper. Experts admit swine flu may cause deadly nerve disease. Like I need them to tell me that. It says it on the stinking insert. Read the, Alex Jones, he's a kook. He's a nut. Or Alex Jones is a genius. How does he know all this stuff? I don't know. I can go into Walgreens and ask for the insert for the seasonal flu and the H1N1 shot, now combined, and I can read it on the back. Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy. It can cause periodic or permanent convulsions. They call that epilepsy. I mean, if you want epilepsy, if you want narcolepsy, if you want to go to sleep while you're driving down the highway and lose your trucking license, get a flu shot. Hey, if you want to die of an autoimmune disease with blood running out every orifice, go take a Gardasil shot. You might pull the lucky number and might not get sick. Or you might just have bloody sores pop out all over you, but your body fights it off. Hell, you want to take a genetically engineered cancer virus? That's what it is. Oh, it's a weakened, attenuated papilloma cancer virus. Yeah, let's take that. By the way, I've read the stinking insert on air. I've shown the stinking insert on TV. Gardasil says on the insert it doesn't protect you from papilloma viruses. There's hundreds and hundreds of variants, new mutations every year. And it says it might protect you depending on which shot from 4 or 6, but it says it's not even proven it'll do that. but let's take something that killed people in the trial. Okay, I said I'd cover news. I said I'd cover news, and I said I'd take your calls, and I'm not doing that. But, you know, at the end of the day, we all know what this is really about. A Scientific American with a totally disgusting article, and I say boycott it. And that's not censorship. If I called for shutting down Scientific American, that would be censorship. No. No, I have my free speech to say boycott Scientific American. Something happened 2 months ago. I'm sure a lot of you noticed that listen to this show or who follow the news, period. The UN and the 1010 Project and Al Gore and George Soros, they all announced that they're no longer going to even call it global warming or climate change. They're just going to cut to the chase and say there's too many people. And that's why we're going to have carbon taxes, is to shut down human activity. Well, they came right out and said, they actually said kill babies. So see, now it's like, what, you're not hip and cool? Everybody knows it's cool to get flu shots, Gardasil shots, and have all sorts of illnesses. Everybody knows it's cool to kill babies. I mean, what kind of weirdo are you? You don't want to kill babies, but the CPS has got to take everybody else's baby for no reason because they care so much about the babies.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Self-defense. I think we're pretty restrained here on this broadcast. We're calling for nonviolence. But we are being assaulted by the military-industrial pharmacological crime syndicate. They are now all over the news, teaching public school children from Australia to the U.S. when they should die, when their carbon allotment runs out. They teach children, of course, with TV ads and ads before movie theater showings, that the teacher will murder you if you don't accept their carbon taxes. And now they're out in the open, Scientific American, saying kill people, abort babies. That will lower the carbon footprint. That's what Bill Gates says. That is coming up. And I want to play a clip we never played before. I saw this years ago on the Dick Cavett Show, 1975, where some trendy, you know, lady in New York is like, oh, what are we going to do? Women's activism, overpopulation. And you'll see what John Lennon had to say to her. But that's coming up after I take calls and I'm going to get into the economy. Got a bunch of guests coming up today as well. Aaron in Wisconsin, you're on the air, Aaron. Thanks for holding.
Hello. Thank you, Alex. First, I'd like to start by thanking you for everything you do. You're definitely a beacon of hope for everyone in this country, and I feel we would be lost without you.
Well, ditto to you, Aaron. So what's on your mind? Thank you.
Well, I would like to first point out that Ground Zero, if you look in the dictionary before 9/11, it only meant the area below or above a nuclear detonation. And Dmitry Kalazov, who was part of the Soviet nuclear arms program, has come out stating that all three buildings on the day of 9/11 were brought down by many nuclear demolition bombs below each of the three buildings in the World Trade Center.
Well, I know that I've seen some major physics journals in England who got, you know, the publicly available readings, and that they did pick up isotopes associated with small nuclear detonations.
Yeah, I believe it's tritium.
Yep.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
And also, if I can continue, I would like to know, obviously, if you've heard specifically about Dmitry Kalazov's nuclear demolition theory.
Yes, I have, and I meant to get him on years ago, and it fell through the cracks. How do you spell his name again?
I can spell it for you right now. It's Dmitry, D-I-M-I-T-R-I, and his last name is the more complicated one. It's K-H-A-L-E-Z-O-V.
All right, we'll work on getting him on. Anything else, Aaron?
No, I just think it's really important because I believe the 9/11 workers, if this is the case, really need to know where their sickness is coming from, and we can maybe finally get justice for what happened. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's coming from the asbestos and all the mercury and the government telling them, hey, it's safe. No breathing apparatus needed. Same thing with the core exit in the Gulf. Same thing at Exxon Valdez. Oh, Obama says there's no health problems and it's safe, so everything's okay because he loves us. He cares about us so much, just like those Guatemalan children injected with syphilis. They care. They do care. They care about killing you. They enjoy it. David in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, David. Thanks. I'm sorry. Alex, sorry, bud.
Hey, buddy, go ahead. Welcome.
I wanted to ask you, did you know that your part two from the Money Bomb special video is removed from your website? I've tried checking it, and I can't see it. I can't find it. I'm thinking they removed it because they don't want people to know what really happened to the family that they had their baby taken away.
The part two is removed?
Yeah. I already clicked Watch Now, MP4, and WMV, and MP3. They all removed your part two video.
Why does it say it's removed?
Well, it shows part one, and it just starts part one all over from the
beginning. Well, I'll tell you this. There are groups sworn to take down the Alex Jones channel, one channel now with 70 million views, just in the last few years. And we're going to file a counterclaim today. Remember the... Well, I'll talk about it when we come back, but I'm going to look in it. Guys, get Dave on the phone right now from the Alex Jones channel. Just go ahead and call him for me. Thank you. And we'll try to find out what's going on with that. But there is an attack on the Alex Jones channel going on, and they're attempting to file all sorts of false claims against it right now. It'll just bring more attention on us if they're able to do it. God will turn their attack into something good.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's BogdanaLiquidVitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, just briefly getting back to the Alex Jones YouTube channel. We've actually got about 8 channels with a total of about 110 million views just on our channels, counting other channels and films, conservatively over 200 million views just in the last 2 years on YouTube alone. That's 200 million people that have watched the clip from start to finish. I mean, that's devastating. We reach millions every day on the radio show, millions on the websites, millions of people been reached by folks buying the DVDs, making copies, giving them to people, airing them on Access Television, having public showings. This is how the grassroots is having a big effect and overpowering the mainstream media and discrediting them to the point of they're now openly pushing for censorship and control of the web and shutting down our speech. It's being called for over the weekend by more than 20 publications, specifically calling to shut down Glenn Beck and myself. And whether you love Glenn Beck or hate him, he doesn't deserve to be shut down and have his free speech taken. So, bottom line, they go in and they file fake complaints constantly, and then we just have to put filings in, and then it bumps it up to basically to where it's about to go to federal court, and we say, okay, we're ready to go to court, sign the affidavits, And they put all sorts of fake claims in just continually. But that's okay. It doesn't make us mad. That's what happens when people want to shut you down. That's what happens when you have an effect. You know, they've trained us as Americans to be decadent and think, somebody's attacking me, or somebody's criticizing me, or somebody's censoring me. I'll just give up. You know, I'm sick of this. No, I'm like, okay, this comes with the territory. I mean, I have scratched and clawed and climbed my way up from absolutely nowhere, thanks to our listeners' support, to the point of we have a platform counting internet, films, and the radio show every day that conservatively reaches around 3.5 million people. And a lot of them are new people every day. And so I'm not going to give up. Now, I said I'm taking your phone calls, and I have a bunch of key news we're also going to be getting into here in just a moment. But right now, let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to John in Texas. John, you're on the air.
Yes, great show. Just two quick points. 2006 Mexican presidential election, from what I researched, was contested by López Obrador. And what he did is he created a parallel government, gaining the support of a lot of the independent cartels. And, of course, the Zetas are more of an arm of the Mexican current government. If you notice, the drug war started.
More than that, I want to back up everything you just said.
Yes,
it's clear that Calderon did steal the election.
Yes,
you know, even mainline political analysts looked at, he probably won by, we're talking 15 points from the numbers I saw. I mean, they stole it in regions, not just for him, but the party he's part of, by numbers of higher than 15%. And he did start a parallel government. And this is what's happening in Mexico, is a war between the Mexican government, backed up by the U.S. trained and J.P. Morgan Chase backed, literally Los Zetas. And we had 6 years ago, before all this really kicked off, Celi Castillo and others on, who'd worked with the DEA, actually the head of the DEA down in Latin America, saying all of this was coming. And so, yes, it's a civil war slash depression slash just crime wave. But I just wanted to back up what you're saying is completely accurate. Please continue.
And I've been doing the research, you know, for been with the show about 12 years. And what I've been trying to push through the media is that point that it is a civil war. We need to address that first, and then we can properly, you know, send in whatever troops we need to reinforce the border. Now, the second issue, like you always reaffirm, is we do need to run for, like, the Texas House is what I do plan on running for in 2012 against the corrupt Donna Dukes. And indictments are what I would like to go after as far as her and Kirk Watson sticking a toll road through my district. Where they could have upgraded 973, which runs parallel with this toll road, and now that they have toll in place, they can't upgrade 973.
No, that's what they do. They take the money for existing roads, they build toll roads, or they get around the federal law against tolling and the state law against tolling existing roads, and they restripe them like they're about to do MOPAC. And it's just completely illegal. And the legislature has said no. The people have said no. We've all said stop it, and they don't care because they're bought and paid for by multinationals like Sentra of Spain and Zachary of Australia.
So I do do a grassroots, I guess, type of campaign. Donna Dukes has never really been challenged, and the way I want to go about it is to run against her as a Democrat because the Democrat will always win that district, and hopefully if I get in place I can help your fight as far as putting some of these guys in prison.
Well, it's not my fight. It's your fight too, brother. We're all in this together.
You have a good one.
Well, thank you, John. Let me know when you run for office. We'd like to see more about your campaign. God bless. Great points. Yeah, we've been talking about the civil war in Mexico even before it kicked off. And basically, in Mexico, it was kind of a free-for-all. The big mega banks and the top 20 or so rich families that run it controlled the telecoms, the roads, the oil, the water, the plantations, and that's what those farms are down there. And the people that work on them are basically serf slaves. They call them peons or peones. And it's just another form of slavery going on. And the population's more than doubled in the last 30 years. People are angry. And so the decision was made, and we called this before it happened, to start a war down there against the other cartels and regional leaders who weren't paying their cut into major U.S. and globalist banks, because it was drugs. Drugs is a $500 billion a year industry just out of Mexico alone, the heroin, the cocaine, the marijuana, and other things. not to mention prescription drugs. That's even bigger, but that's quasi-legal slash illegal. But the issue here is that they're trying to set up a total monopoly over that $500 billion. And there are a lot of poor people in Mexico. The only job they can have is in the drug trade. And so they're not giving up their wealth. And now it's a war of attrition. Who can be the most dastardly? Who can be the most ruthless? Who can be the most murderous? Who can terrorize the others better? And so it's getting worse and worse and worse. Great points, John. Wilson in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon, Alice. It's always a pleasure to speak to you. I just wanted to say the money bomb was amazing. Like, that much information and different information coming out for that long straight with us. Very intriguing. But I just have two quick questions. I just want to ask, I was watching Ron Paul's debate yesterday for the senator.
Rand Paul,
Yes, Rand Paul. And I was just curious, why have you never had Rand Paul on the show, and would you have him on the show?
Well, we've had Rand Paul on, but I have chosen, I'm just going to leave it at this, I have chosen not to have Rand on because they ran TV ads in Kentucky against him with clips of my show. And they have tried to demonize him through my show. So I just haven't attempted to get him on the show. I'll just leave it at that. So there's your answer.
Well, that's great. That's great. At least he's, I'm connected with you. And our last question. I watch PBS now sometimes. And they talk about evolution. I know that's a theory. I just want to hear what you believe about that. And that's all.
Thank you so much, Wilson. Let me cover the Rand Paul situation briefly, and then I'll get into your evolution question briefly, because we could spend 100 hours on that alone. Here's the headline. McClatchy's making a big deal out of this. Rand Paul refuses to shake hands with opponent Conway after debate. This was the fourth of five debates. Conway, just total slimeball. I mean, and he's about 14, 15, 11. I mean, the polls run the gamut. From 11 points to 15 points, Rand Paul's set to win. But there's a lot of election corruption in every state in the union, and Kentucky is no different. A lot of great people there. Rand is probably going to win. I've talked to Ron Paul on air and off air about his view, but it is going to be a lot closer than you think. Ron Paul has said on air and off air to me that they are really pulling out all the stops to try to defeat Rand. They already had the neocons try to run the other guy against him. It was pro bailout and the rest of it. They already tried to lie about him. They already had Dick Cheney come out against him. They've done everything they can to beat Rand. And that's the certification right there that he's the real deal. Now the Democrats have claimed he's not a doctor. He is a doctor on record, graduated school. In fact, a very prestigious eye doctor. I mean, incredible lies. They claimed he kidnapped a woman and made her do drugs. Turned out it was none of that was true. It was a big frat party at Baylor up here just a few miles north of me in central Texas. I'll be technical, about 100 miles north of here. It turned out that wasn't true. They said that he was against the Civil Rights Act. When you can watch him on Matt Al's show, and she says, "Do you want to get rid of the Civil Rights Act?" And he's like, "I can't hear you." "Yes, yes, I can hear you now. Do you want to get rid of the Civil Rights Act?" "No." And they took that and had him say, "Yes, yes, I can hear you." And even though 5 seconds later he said, "No, I'm not for getting rid of it," that was another hoax. And so this creature that he is running against, that Rand Paul is running against, continued to say, "I question your Christianity. Why were you part of a fraternity that made fun of Christ?" Knowing there's a lot of Bible Belt people there in Kentucky, which he didn't do anything to Christ. He's a Christian on record. He said he's anti-abortion. But some Christians will say, "I don't care if the other guy's pro-abortion, kill babies. I don't like it that he supposedly, made fun of the Aqua Buddha when he was reportedly in college 20-something years ago, or almost 30 years ago." So it's just a complete distraction and diversion. And he continued in the debates. I wasn't even going to give it any attention today, but you brought it up. But I've watched parts of it. Just like, well, you're kidnapping women, Rand. Well, you're tying them up. Well, you're making fun of Jesus. And Rand said, Jack, have you no decency? Have you no shame? Paul asked Conway during the fourth of five scheduled debates between Kentucky's U.S. Senate candidates. Conway is desperate. And look for them 2 days before the election to claim Rand has dead bodies buried in his backyard. I mean, literally. They're going to say anything to try to beat him, and they're playing dirty pool everywhere to get that done. But I'm done talking about that subject because I've got some other things I want to get to here in a moment and then your calls. But on the subject of evolution, I get bashed by both sides. And people are intellectually dishonest. They never listen to what I actually say. They build straw men and twist what I've said. Because I see the articles and radio shows and, you know, things that have been sent to me about my stance on evolution. I believe it's a red herring. Okay? In fact, I know it's a red herring. And again, it's a very complex issue. It's just like the rapture. The rapture is clearly, a five-year-old could read this and understand it. Clearly, and again, from just covering people's religious beliefs. I'm a Christian, but the show is secular. It isn't about religion, okay? But just as an anthropologist covering religion, like if I was covering a group of pygmies who worship rocks, who are animist, okay, I'm you know, it's kind of like when I cover Bohemian Grove and the world leaders go there and engage in neo-pagan black magic rituals. People say, oh, you're a nut. I don't believe in the devil. I don't believe in rituals. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't believe in it or not. I mean, are there people who engage in Satanism? Whether Satan's real or not, are there people that have satanic rituals? Yes. Are there people, whether you believe in Allah or not, and the Prophet Muhammad or not, is there a place called Mecca in Saudi Arabia? Do they march around the Kaaba? Is there a religion that's got a billion, 300 million adherents centered in and around Mecca? Yes, that exists. Is there a religion of Christianity called Catholicism, Roman Catholics? You know, in Rome, is there a city within the city? Is there St. Peter's Basilica? Yes, and there's over a billion Catholics. Okay, so Catholics exist, Muslims exist, Buddhists exist, clearly a guy named Buddha exists, clearly a guy named Jesus Christ exists. So to have this debate, I'm trying to very simply communicate with my critics. Atheists don't want to hear about Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove because they laugh and say the devil doesn't exist. Well, that whether that's true or not, world leaders getting together and getting naked in a giant tub of horse manure and urinating on each other and worshiping Lucifer and doing mock human sacrifices and being inducted into a Luciferian cult. I mean, would you have somebody babysit your child that did that? I mean, even if the devil doesn't exist, bathing in horse manure, being urinated on. I mean, I'm sorry to talk about this. This is what they admit goes on. This is admitted. This is New York Observer, ABC News. You know, they made a movie, The Good Shepherd, about it. You know, with Matt Damon and Robert De Niro produced it. All historical, and it's got them in the manure pie, you know, being urinated on. I mean, that's what goes on, okay? They get in coffins and do sexual things, homosexual things. I'm just going to leave it at that. Now, whether the devil exists or not, these people believe the devil's real, and they're wallowing around in feces, okay? Now, that's who a bunch of your presidents and CIA directors are. And this isn't Rand Paul at a frat party where some people are smoking marijuana, you know, when he's 20 years old and making jokes about Aqua Buddha, okay? That's a silly fraternity. In a thing, you know, built by British Intel money in 1832, that's a mausoleum, And they grave rob and steal bones like Geronimo's bones, and they worship them. Let me tell you, these are some fruitcakes. It's very accurate in his movie, The Good Shepherd, where it shows the guy dressed up as Satan with a skull mask and a crown on. That's how the devil dresses there. He's a king. And they ask Lucifer, they ask the devil, make me a king like you. You know, I want power over the earth. Okay? And you notice they're getting power. So whether you believe in the devil or not, the devil believes in you. These people, whether the devil's real or not, just as an academic question, they believe in the devil and they are manifesting do as thou wilt, dominate, enslave, kill. They also worship pirates in these Skull and Bones facilities, because it's chapter 322. They're all over the world, as German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt wrote in his book, Men and Powers, A Political Retrospective. He says, you know, we have our own groves, our own tombs, but my favorite is in California. So if you say you're a Christian, you should at least read Revelation, because it says after the devil comes in, takes over, gets defeated, then the dead in Christ rise. Then people are raptured, and then Christ comes back to the earth with the living and establishes his kingdom. So I think about, if you're just actually studying the religion, I think about the issue of evolution the way I think about the issue of the rapture, and I'll explain that when we come back after this break.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back.
Oh, just interesting program factoid. Over 200,000 people in the 27 hours clicked and loaded the free video stream that we had up Thursday and Friday for the 27-hour Money Bomb show. Not just the normal hundreds of thousands that get the free podcast, 300,000 every day, or the roughly 250,000 that click on the streams every day, the free streams, but an additional 200,000, and that's conservative, in that 27 hours clicked on the video. But a lot of folks probably clicked on it a few times or reloaded it. So let's say 100,000 people, guesstimation, watch the free video stream. And it only cost us $3,000. I was worried that it would cost more, but that's pretty good. 200,000 people loaded the video and watched it. Probably 100,000 if you cut it in half total, the people reloading it. But it would do pretty good. We would watch it here, and it would stay connected for 10 hours. Then it started getting jittery, and people could reconnect to it. But that's exciting. Big success there. I want to thank everybody for watching the 27 hours of all those amazing guests, Lou Dobbs, George Norrie. The list went on and on. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Gerald Celente, Dr. Stan Monteith. Look, I kind of went off down a rabbit trail into the fact that atheists won't even look at Skull and Bones or Bohemian Grove. Every time their default answer, including atheists I've met on the street, is, hey, Alex, you're a kook. You believe in the devil. Huh, that Bohemian Grove stuff. And I'm like, well, I mean, even if you don't believe in the devil, the world leaders, they believe in it. Isn't that important? They're like, oh, you made that up. It's like they're just totally blind to any type of weirdness going on. And then on the other hand, I've studied the whole situation with the rapture, and it's only been around the last 150 years. It's the biggest cop-out for Christians. We would have never had a revolutionary war with this type of Christianity. Just God will handle it. Lay down. You know, don't get involved. Don't speak up because we're all going to be raptured. In Nazi Germany, Christians thought they were going to be raptured. In communist China under Mao, when he was killing millions of Christians, they thought they were going to be raptured on record. They just always think they're going to be raptured, and that's not the story of the Bible. That's not what happens over and over again. Countries go. How many times did Israel go into bondage because they turned away from God? How many times did the prophets, Jeremiah and others, say, you're going to go into bondage, you become decadent? He came riding over the hill and said, you know, the enemy's 5 miles away. One of the prophets, I'm going from memory, and they were still laughing at him. And then the Persian army, or was it the Babylonian, I know they were captured by both, came marching over the hill. And they were like, it's this denial. But even if you just take the Bible as a history lesson, you know, what happened there is repeated over and over again. But separately on the issue of evolution, who has exposed evolution? I mean, whether evolution is real or not, that's not the debate for me. The point is, Darwin came up with it. His entire family then developed the theory of eugenics. Galton, the inventor of it, was, of course, his cousin. And they are still the chief families today. They're married into the Huxleys and just the whole group that are pushing that it's their right to kill us because it's survival of the fittest. No matter how brutal they are, how bad they are, the fact that they're in power shows that it's their right to do it via social Darwinism. And the robber barons were big into social Darwinism, you know, going back 120 years ago. They promoted eugenics because it rationalized everything they were doing. Okay? And so they've made it a debate, an anti-Christian or even anti-religious debate, by saying Christians say the earth is 6,000 years old, and then they try to go show evidence that it's not, that it's, you know, billions of years old. And there's no debate in the Bible about all this. And the Bible in Genesis has genetic engineering, you know, all this stuff going on in it. If you just read it, it's amazing. Revelations is amazing. So we allow them to build straw men dealing with Christianity and then have big fights about it. Now as for the way the theory of evolution, the way it's been pushed, has been proven to be a fraud because they now admit things just suddenly change. So my whole issue is, no, I don't believe in evolution. But I also don't believe in what many of the churches teach. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.